This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. We were discussing, and perhaps some of us were marveling, at the amazing, irreducibly complex, special features of the whale. It should be mentioned, however, that evolutionists believe that the great whales evolved from land animals. The typical article on the subject found in the National Geographic magazine, for example, cites the ancestry timeline of whales as many millions of years old and includes, in order, the Pachycetus, the Ambulocetus, the Rotocetus, Cetotherium, and the Chondrodon. But these outlandish claims, using imaginative artistry, play out, when looked at closely, to be nothing short of a major sales campaign. Speculation without fact, combined with slick pictures and artist conceptions, are used to sell the idea that whales once walked the earth. Unsupported claims use jawbone and skull fragments, imagined and then drawn webbed feet, all of which cannot be shown to even be aquatic, presumptions not backed by any observations about rear legs of animals in the past being used as fins, presumed vessel organs, are all used to convince the uninitiated public that fossils of walking whales have actually been found. But a look at the anatomy of a whale shows a backbone that continuously descends from the vertebrae right into the tail, without any pelvic bone. Evolutionists explain the lack of a pelvis in modern whales by using a series of drawings to illustrate imagined scenarios. The supposed vestigial limb bones found in today's sperm whale are not at all vestigial, that is, without purpose, or some relic of pelvic leg support from the distant past, but instead are bones that act as anchor for the muscles of the genitalia. In the 40th and 41st chapters of the ancient book of Job, God uses the object lessons found in nature and its mightiest beings to demonstrate his power, and then asks, "Who then is able to stand before me?" Indeed, this God of the Bible is so great that, as David exalts in Psalm 113, God humbles himself just to look at his creation. And yet Christ, God as man, the same one who designed the great whales, also designed you and me. And he invites every person to come to him because he is meek and lowly of heart, and thus we can find rest in our souls. The invitation is presented, the challenge put forth, the promise given, the mystery revealed, the choice laid before us, by Christ, who humbled himself, suffered, died, defeated death, now calls us to follow him. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.